Hi, this is Martin Joseph. I'm not in right now. You can leave a message, or you could listen to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I want to kiss the world beautiful. I want to kiss the world fine. Shoulder to shoulder, cheek to cheek. I don't sound much like a cry. Kiss the world beautiful. I have no name for this desire. I believe in the light, but I don't know what to write with all the darkness drawing near. Kiss the world beautiful. Kiss the world beautiful. Lay down my life, I think I would. I'd give up my shoes, maybe some of my views. I don't know why, I just think it's time now and I should. Kiss the world beautiful. Under the weight of all this earth, sometimes it takes somebody else's life to make us see what we are worth. And kiss the world beautiful. Beautiful. Kiss the world. Dream, but never fall asleep. You go up to God and say, hey, do you have some plans for today? Any chance you could walk there down the street? And we could kiss the world beautiful. But not forget from where we came. There are losers, there are winners, there are saints, there will be sinners. And I hope somehow we all end up the same. And when we kiss the world beautiful, I wanna kiss your lips tonight. Sometimes it's just more important to love than to always have it right. And kiss the world. Kiss the world beautiful. Kiss the world beautiful. Kiss the world beautiful. Kiss the world.
Oh, that is beautiful, isn't it? That's our pal Martin Joseph. He's back in town tonight. We'll tell you about that and much more. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. Martin, slow down. That's enough. We'll play some more of you later, okay? Also, thanks a lot to the person who messed up the CD players today. Anyways, my name's Jeff, down here Sundays 2 to 4 p.m., making mistakes, forgetting to press buttons, and having a good time. And hopefully you'll stick around. Lots of good stuff coming up today. We kicked it off with Martin. He's in town at the West End Cultural Center tonight for what is sure to be an amazing show. Hopefully we'll see many of you out there. We'll play you some more Martin Joseph coming up in just a little bit to try and twist your arm. And if you've already got your tickets, we'll just get you that much more excited tonight. So stick around for that. We also got some new music. Did you hear Steel Belted Radio on Thursday? Did you? Then you heard some songs off of a record that is just blowing my mind. And I'm going to play you a couple more songs off that record today, as well as, whatever else. If there's something you want to hear, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. And, come on down. It's a beautiful day. Did we just, skip spring and go to summer? What? It's beautiful outside. You know, it was funny yesterday. Jeremy and I were outside shoveling snow and throwing snowballs and stuff. And it's a good thing we did it when we did, because it's gone now. Like, I don't know. That's kind of crazy for us here in Winnipeg. So, you know, get out, enjoy yourself, celebrate spring tonight at the West End, and stick around. You know who else is celebrating? All those folks in Hamilton for the Junos. Well, almost all of them. All the good awards get handed out last night, and then the TV awards get handed out tonight on the big show, which I'm not going to bother watching. You know, some good stuff happened and some bad stuff happened last night, and some surprises as well. There were some surprises. Songwriter of the Year was perhaps my biggest surprise. Bahamas won Songwriter of the Year for an album that personally I think is kind of terrible. And I think it was that one or the other one where he beat out Leonard Cohen, which is, you know, kind of funny. Oh, no, in the Songwriter Award, he beat out Catherine McClellan and Jen Grant. But he also won the Adult Alternative Album of the Year, which beat Leonard Cohen, which, you know, it's kind of funny and ridiculous, I guess. A couple of big Manitoba wins for the Recording Package of the Year. Roberta Hansen, who's from right here in Winnipeg, with some help from our pal Mike Lachislaw, won for the Steve Bell record Pilgrimage, which is pretty great. Congratulations to them. But the big news last night was the Brothers Landreth pulled off the Roots Album of the Year group. Beating out such luminaries as Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, the Deep Dark Woods, the Wants, and somebody else who was Elliot Brood. Yeah, so they were in a stacked category, pulled it off. Hometown Boys, congratulations to them. The Roots and Traditional Album of the Year Solo Award. Well, I mean, you know, whoever won that thing was going to be a winner in our books. I love all the records. So Matt Anderson was in there. James Hill was in there. Amelia Kern was in there. But you know, the two favorites of mine that were vying were Catherine McClellan, who actually won for her album The Raven's Son, and our poor boy, Del Barber, who got passed over once again. He's got to get one of these days. Let's play something from Del. We love him. He's, you know, he's got the award in our books. And hopefully he's having a good time out in New Hamilton. Would have been nice to come home with an award, but hey, we still love you. Here's something off Prairieography.
Water in the fields is turning to wine. The rivers are flowing. The city can't sleep. And the water's rising like a secret you can't keep. And every year, it's the same strange feeling. I've always had a hard time walking in a straight. Chasing my hotel again. Well, the snow has disappeared just past Capella. I've been rolling in the Jasper, but for too long now I've been stolen by Alberta. So many times I've lost count. I've always had a hard time walking in a straight. Straight line. Those highways are twisted.
like the stars are all gonna fall. Unless I come a running, babe, there's always something. You're a wolf in pretty clothing, just trying to sneak by. Anything but the truth, you know, is a lie. I'm fooling myself. You ain't never gonna change, no.
Secrets up to me. up to me. You never could give your secrets up to me.
Oh, there you go. That's something from the Juno Award-winning album, The Raven's Son, by our pal Catherine McClellan. That's Don't Call Me Stranger, and congratulations to her indeed. It's a fine record, and, you know, very deserving. We heard something from the Brothers Landreth in there. Congratulations to them on a bit of an upset victory, I think, for the great album Let It Lie. We heard Tapping on the Glass, and Del Barber in there. He's a winner in our books from Prairiography. That was Walking in a Straight Line. You know, while all that stuff was happening in Hamilton last night, I was here in Winnipeg enjoying a big rock show. You ever go to the big rock show? It's a bit of a mixed blessing. You know, it's fun and everything to rock out every once in a while, but you're surrounded by drunken Lugans the whole time, and it drives me crazy. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of the drunken Lugan. I'm also not a big fan. You know, we were at the Big Walker Theater watching the Gaslight Anthem, and since the MTS Center, the True North folks took over the Walker Theater, you know, it's looking a lot nicer. They fixed up a bunch of things, that's for sure. But the security has gotten a little out of hand. I call them the fun police, because they just make sure that nobody anywhere around them has any fun, because that just wouldn't be allowed. I actually watched them walking through the crowd on the main floor. We sat up in the balcony, so I got a bird's eye view of what dicks they really are. They were walking through the crowd, just checking people's tickets randomly, just to be dicks. Like, there was no point. It was just weird, and I didn't really understand it. Like, during the show, they'd go up to people and demand to see their ticket, and be like, why? Just because. I don't know. It's a weird thing. So anyways, my point, I do have a point somewhere in there. The other thing that I didn't like, and I'll blame True North for this, but it's probably not their fault, is the show started early. So there were three bands on the bill, and we didn't get to see one of them because we showed up on time. And that kind of bugs me a little bit. I hate it when that happens, when a show starts earlier than you think it's going to start. That bugs me. You know, you should like start it when you say you're going to start it, or start it late. You know, I'm fine with that too. Anyway, so I missed the opening band, but I did finally get to see Northcote, band I really are really quite like. I think they're great, and I finally got to see them after missing them a bunch of times. And I want to play something from Northcote because I do think it's good stuff. But I can, you know, I can honestly say, and I'm a fan, and I mean no disrespect, I can honestly say that if you write them off as derivative of a band that's totally derivative of another band, I understand that, okay? But it's fun. And just because they sound like a band that sounds a lot like another band, that doesn't mean it's good. Want to see what I mean here? I'll play Northcote, and then I'll play the band that they sound a lot like. And then maybe I'll play the band that band sounds a lot like. Okay, are you following me so far? Who cares? It's good stuff.
Seems to be. There's no time to unwind. Tomorrow just doesn't want to wait. When you walk in home in the rain. I can't lose in this way. Walking home. Take a few hits
time to time. I'm gonna change this fate so that your love's not in vain. But I'm walking home in the rain. Ooh, I can't lose in this way. Ooh, walking home in the rain. We'll be right back.
first time I'm looking to get hurt. Some going down to the store wearing trouble on my shirt. I work for the county out on 95. All day a whore and fly watching traffic pass me by. In my head I keep a picture of a pretty little miss. Someday, Mr. I'm gonna lead a better life than this. Pushing on the highway, hey. Getting on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Getting on the highway, blasting through the bedrock. Getting on the highway, working on the highway. Woo-hoo. I met her at a dance down at the Union Hall. She was standing with her brother's back up against the wall.
Sit down. Has it been that long? Really? Has it been so long you don't know me? Or I don't know you? Or do you just miss me? I miss you too. But sometimes, you know, I gotta take care of other business. I ain't trying to get away with nothing. Just ain't no need in both of us worrying. And I hear you, baby. I hear you when you say, you know, if you don't want to be seen leaving the whorehouse, use the phone at the gas station. I know how it looks, baby. I know how it must look to you. Consuming all that loneliness, me running around and you not having a ticket. But I think what we need to think about here, baby, is not, you know, we need to agree on who's right and who's wrong. Who did what, when, who should have told who what, and who said what to who. That's the kind of stuff that just makes people crazy. What you and me didn't think about is, where do you and me go from here? But I just don't see any way forward, baby. With you needing to think that little hissy bitch he throws while we're having this talk. See, baby, there are things in this world bigger than me. Things in this world bigger than you. Stop crying, baby, stop crying. I'm not mad anymore. Come over here and sit down. turn the TV. Watch whatever you want to watch. Let's forget this ever happened.
Hard to make it happen, even harder to love it. Trying to be the boss, I'm gonna be my friend, but you did. Hard to make it happen, even harder to love it.
On the screen door slam, Mary's dress swayed. And like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. And Roy Orbison is singing for the lonely girl, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone. Don't you run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. Well, you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Well, show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and well, that's alright with me. Can hide neath your covers and study your pain. Make crosses for your lovers, throw roses in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise on these streets. Well, I'm no hero, that's understood. All the redemption I can offer, girl, is beneath this dirty hood. With a chance to make it good somehow. Hey, what else can we do now? Except roll down the window and let the wind blow back your hair. Well, the night's busting open and these two legs can take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real. We can trade in these wings on some wheels. Climbing back, girl, cause heaven's waiting down on the track. Come take my hand. We're riding out tonight to kiss the promised land. Oh, 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 Thunder Road. Oh, Thunder Road, Thunder Road. It's lying out there like a killer in the sun. I know it's late, but we can make it if we run. Oh, 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 Thunder Road. Sit tight, take hold, Thunder Road. Well, I got this guitar and I've learned how to make her talk. And my car's out back. If you're willing to take that long, long walk from your front porch to my front seat, the door is open but the ride it ain't free. Now I know you're lonely and there's words I ain't spoken, but tonight we'll be free and the promises will be broken. There were ghosts in the eyes of all the boys you sent away. They haunt these dusty beach roads and the skeleton frames of burned out Chevrolets. And they scream your name at night in the street. Your graduation gown lies in rags at their feet. In the lonely cool before dawn, you hear their engines roaring on. But when you get to your front porch, they're gone on the wind. So merry climbing. This is a town full of losers, and we're pulling out of here to win. Oh,
Well, there's a little something from Martin Joseph for you. His off his Springsteen covers record, Tires Rushing By in the Rain, and a fine record at that. We heard Thunder Road there. Of course, Martin Joseph tonight at the West End Culture Center. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to play a couple more Martin songs in just a second. Before that, we heard something from the Drive-By Truckers from last year's Record Store Day EP, Dragon Pants. We heard Trying to Be the Boss on a Beaver Brown Budget. You know, it happens. We heard the Boss in there working on a highway from Born in the USA. And the Beaver Brown Band in there as well with On the Dark Side. Now, if either of those artists, you know, came into your mind when you were listening to Northcote, I don't blame you, but I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I'm okay with it. We heard Walking Home in the Rain from Northcote. Hopefully, I know Northcote's working on a new record, and hopefully we'll be back in town soon, and I'll try to catch him, you know, not like the last few times they've been to town. Anywho, Martin Joseph coming up tonight at the West End. It's going to be a great show, and I will play a couple of tracks from him. But first, I thought I'd play something brand new from a guy that Martin used to tour with way back in the day. And Martin was always the opening act, but on my show, it's the other way around. This guy's actually coming to town in October at the concert hall. It's going to be a great show, I'm sure. No doubt. From the new album, The Hands of Man, this is something from legendary Chris de Burgh on Tell a Band to Go Home.
There goes my heart again, lost in the dark again. One touch, a crowded room, the whisper of her name. How could a simple kiss turn me upside down like this? There goes my heart again, I'm losing it over you. So many people say, don't lose your heart again. But look, what could I do? Lightning strikes this way. She took me by surprise with that something special in her eyes. There goes my heart again, I'm losing it over you. I've done my time in the prison of love. Just when they let me out, I'm back inside again. Inside again.
Inside again.
So throw away the key. This is where I want to be. There's no need to escape, 'cause she's in here with me. If this is doing time, well, my friends, I'm doing fine. There goes my heart again, I'm losing it over you. There goes my heart again, I'm losing it over you. There goes my heart again, I'm losing it over you. There goes my heart again, and I'm losing it over you.
in the water on a dragonfly. People laugh and seem happy to be rising to the moment with grace and ease. Friends drop by, say you'll be okay. Loving glances and then walk away. Now you're wearing that volunteer smile, but it's not how you feel, and it's not what's inside you. When it feels like this, it feels like this, it feels like this, it feels like this. When you can't see the end, I understand when it feels like this. You read all the books that they kindly drop by. Lay on the couch with the FBI. Sang the mantra to find yourself alone like a moon on a prairie shelf. And when it feels like this, can't see the end, I understand when it feels like this. When your face is bathed in shadows of the light, but your wounded heart just wants it to be right. As if the owns you and won't let you go, won't let go. The sun rides high on a spring sky, glistening water on a dragonfly. Now you're wearing your counterfeit smile, but it's not how you feel, it's not what's inside you. And it feels like this, it feels like this. And when it feels like this, it feels like this. And when you can't see the end, hey, I understand when it feels like this. House is dark, let's span a window. This house is dark, let's span a window. This house is dark, let's span a window. This house is dark when it feels like this.
Bottled water, secret briefings, infant slaughter, Senate hearings, leather folders, absent weapons, brittle soldiers. How did we end up here? Hail the chief of hearts and minds, mortuaries, we draw the blind, shaft the poor steel by stealth, least Judas went and hung himself. How did we end up here? We make the enemy confess we're Jesus wearing battle dress. Chain him up and make him crawl. God bangs his head against the wall. Salute the troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? Dr. Strangelove's in control. To us, woe to you, and think of all the revenue.
and I'll be. Hunting fish and chopping logs, breeding mad saliva dogs, planting questions from the floor. It's easy to defile the law. How did we end up here? Recollections, weapons blessed. Even Satan's quite impressed. Palaces and marble halls, every single empire falls. How did we end up here? Wearing the battle dress, and we chain them up and we make them crawl. God bangs his head against the wall. Salute troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? Doctor Strange loves in control. Woe to us, woe to you. But think of all the revenue. How did we end up here?
There is Martin Joseph. Hopefully you'll come on out and see him tonight. It's a moving and powerful and wonderful show every single time. And it'll be a good time tonight at the Westin Cultural Center. 8 o'clock, Martin Joseph. That's How Did We End Up Here from his album Deep Blue. We also heard Feels Like This from Songs for the Coming Home and something from Krista Berg. He's got a new record called The Hands of Man, and he sent me a copy. So you're just jealous. There goes my heart again. And we have officially raised the ire of Stu Reed. He's irritated and annoyed with us, so I know I'm doing a good job today. So I want to keep going just for a moment and tell you that that there's a band coming to town this week that should be played like all the time on Mud Puddle Radio, but never is. How you can call yourself a music show for the whole family and not play this band, I'll never understand. But, you know, maybe we got to pick Stu Reed up and drag him down to the show on Saturday night to see this band, and, you know, maybe he'll loosen up a bit. Probably not. But Saturday night, go check out these guys. This is one of the greatest songs of all time, I assure you.
Hi, kids. Welcome to the Uncle Bobo Show. Are you ready to sing? Come on, let's go.
Billy and his family went on a holiday. They went down to Florida to laugh and dance and play. Bill went in for a swim, he didn't see the harm. But when he came back out again, he was short an arm. Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy and his father went out to play some catch, but
Billy missed the pass because his arm was unattached. The ball flew past his shoulder and it rolled into the swamp. When he went wading after it, his leg became a stump. Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy and his father joined a three-legged race. They were tearing up the field, no one could keep the pace. But Billy tripped and did a flip and landed in the muck. He was running out of limbs and also out of luck.
Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy was all dirty, he really had to wash, but he couldn't use a towel cause his limbs had been gnawed off. He went into the water to get all clean and bright, but when his bath was finished he was only half his height. Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy's father rolled his wheelchair up upon a hill. He wanted to put Bill where he would not get killed, but he left him on a slope and into the swamp he rolled. They dragged out his head, but there was nothing left below.
Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp.
Down in the swamp.
And has this guy. Not many people really know why. He's got a cell phone and a backstage pass. He's got a big gut and a big fat ass. He's a big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. He plugs in guitars and microphone jacks.
Big fat road manager.
He makes sure the system won't feed back.
Big fat road manager.
He yells check one till his face turns blue.
Big fat road manager.
Don't you wish he could count to two? He's a big
fat road manager.
Big fat road manager.
Big
fat fat road manager.
Big fat road manager.
The contract says there's beer for free.
Big fat road manager.
A bottle for you and a case for me.
Big fat road manager.
I'll make sure you've a place to stay.
Big fat road manager.
Then I'll eat your deli tray.
He's a big
fat road manager.
Big
fat road manager.
Big
fat road manager.
Big fat road manager.
You may wonder why the road manager's so wide. He's the one who blocks the door when the tax collector comes by.
The tour ends the road, he spends his day.
Big fat road manager.
At an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Big fat road manager.
But if he can come to terms.
Big fat road manager.
He will manage the arrogant worms.
He's
as our
big fat road manager.
Big
fat road manager.
Big
fat road manager.
Big fat road manager.
He's back.
puts this thing on.
That's those wild and wacky arrogant worms. See, aren't they great? Aren't they the best of all time? Saturday at the West End Cultural Center. You go see the Arrogant Worms, and then you tell Stu Reed that they're pretty great. Okay, that was Big Fat Road Manager, and before that, Rippy the Gator. I'm going to take a break here in a minute, but I thought I'd play one song. You know, while Stu Reed is talking about derivative acts, I'm going to play another song. I don't know which one came first, but I suspect that the Arrogant Worms came first. Okay, but there's another song that, you know, could be considered. What does Buck 65 call them? Distant cousins? They're not even distant. These are like first cousins, these songs. And this song I first really got into when it was performed live in my living room about 5 years ago. And the guy who performed it is coming back. He's playing at my house next Sunday. And I'd love for you to come. I'm going to play some stuff from that guy as well, some new music and all kinds of good stuff after a break. But first, I throw this out to you. If you really loved Rippy the Gator, and I know you did, then you must also love this song. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
Say your prayers, go to bed. Chompy's gonna chomp right off your head. The dreams on your pillow will be blood red. He's Chompy, the head biter offer. Chompy the head biter offer. He's Chompy the head biter offer. He's not very nice, I'll tell you twice. He's Chompy the head biter offer. Chompy went down to old McDonald's farm, and he did a lot of harm. All of the animals there are dead. Chompy chomped off their heads. Oh, Chompy the head biter offer. He's Chompy the head biter offer. He's not very nice, I'll tell you twice. He's Chompy the head biter offer. Chompy went down to the Walmart store. He chomped off heads till he couldn't chomp more. Only one guy was not dead. Thanks for shopping at Walmart, was what he said. Chompy the head biter offer. Chompy the head biter offer. He's not very nice, I'll tell you twice. He's Chompy the head biter offer. All you children better be good, better do just what you should. Chompy'll come and chomp your head, then you will be dead.